The Border Legion by Zane Grey. Chapter 1. Joan Randle reined in her horse on the crest of the Cedar Ridge. With remorse and dread beginning to knock at her heart, she gazed before her at the wild and looming mountain range. "Jim wasn't fooling me," she said. "He meant it. He's going straight for the border. Oh, why did I taunt him?" It was indeed a wild place, that southern border of Idaho, and that year was to see the ushering in of the wildest time probably ever known in the West. The rush for gold had peopled California with a horde of lawless men of every kind and class, and the vigilantes, and then the rich strikes in Idaho had caused a reflux of that dark tide of humanity. Strange tales of blood and gold drifted into the camps, and prospectors and hunters met with many unknown men. Joan had quarreled with Jim Cleve, and she was bitterly regretting it. Joan was 20 years old, tall, strong, dark. She had been born in Missouri, where her father had been well-to-do and prominent, until, like many another man of his day, he had impeded the passage of a bullet. Then Joan had become the protege of an uncle who had responded to the call of gold, and the latter part of her life had been spent in the wilds. She had followed Jim's trail for miles out toward the range, and now she dismounted to see if his tracks were as fresh as she had believed. He had left the little village camp about sunrise. Someone had seen him riding away and had told Joan. Then he had tarried on the way, for it was now midday. Joan pondered. She had become used to his idle threats and disgusted with his vacillations. That had been the trouble. Jim was amiable, lovable, but since meeting Joan, he had not exhibited any strength of character. Joan stood beside her horse and looked away toward the dark mountains. She was daring, resourceful, used to horses and trails and taking care of herself. But she did not need anyone to tell her that she had gone far enough. It had been her hope to come up with Jim. Always he had been repentant. But this time was different. She recalled his lean, pale face, so pale that freckles she did not know he had showed through. And his eyes, usually so soft and mild, had glinted like steel. Yes, it had been a bitter, reckless face. What had she said to him? She tried to recall it. The night before at twilight, Joan had waited for him. She had given him precedence over the few other young men of the village, a fact she resentfully believed he did not appreciate. Jim was unsatisfactory in every way except in the way he cared for her, and that also, for he cared too much. When Joan thought how Jim loved her, all the details of that night became vivid. She sat alone under the spruce trees near the cabin. The shadows thickened and then lightened under a rising moon. She heard the low hum of insects, a distant laugh of some woman of the village, and the murmur of the brook. Jim was later than usual. Very likely, as her uncle had hinted, Jim had tarried at the saloon that had lately disrupted the peace of the village. The village was growing, and Joan did not like the change. There were too many strangers, rough, loud-voiced drinking men. Once it had been a pleasure to go to the village store. Now it was an ordeal. Somehow Jim seemed to be unfavorably influenced by these new conditions. Still, he had never amounted to much. Her resentment, or some feeling she had, was reaching a climax. She got up from her seat. She would not wait any longer for him, and when she did see him, it would be to tell him a few blunt facts. Just then, there was a slight rustle behind her. Before she could turn, someone seized her in powerful arms. She was bent backwards in a bearish embrace, so that she could neither struggle nor cry out. A dark face loomed over hers, came closer. Swift kisses closed her eyes, burned her cheeks, and ended passionately on her lips. They had